Now we're going over to speak to Dave Pegg. I can hear him in the kitchen. Dave, yeah. good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? All right, yeah?
Yeah,
you're in Brittany.
You're a hard man to get in touch with.
Are you making about that.
What are you doing, making breakfast?
Well, no, I was just done the washing up. I've washed up, and now I'm very pleased to be talking to you because it's got me out of cooking breakfast.
Okay. you're coming over to Ireland to do a few gigs next month, yeah?
We are, yeah, with the Fairport Convention. We're very happy about it. It's been a few years since we were last over in Ireland. We played the Cathedral in Dublin about 3 years ago. We had a lovely night.
Which cathedral?
St. Patrick's.
Really?
I think, yeah, the big one, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was a lovely concert, and it was full up as well. And this is of interest because it's the first time ever I've had a free taxi ride in anywhere in the world. After the concert, I was about to have a hip operation, so I was kind of struggling about walking with a stick, and I came out of the cathedral, and we got a taxi back to our hotel. And the guy said, I didn't know there was anything on tonight. And I said, oh, yeah, there's a band on Fairport Convention. He said, oh, I really like Fairport Convention. I said, I'm the bass player. So when we got to the hotel, he wouldn't have any money off me.
Well, it's typical Dublin, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Yeah. You get a welcome here anyway, you know.
We're pleased. The 21st of May, we'll be over Blanchardstown, and it's a new gig for us.
On Drake, I've went to see a few artists there, actually. It's a very intimate place.
Excellent.
I think I went to see Fairground Attraction, not the band. I went to see Eddie Reader there.
Oh, she's great.
She had a little show there, and I've seen a few people, and I like the intimate venues.
I'm
not a big venue man, but I do like the close, tight venues, you know. So
that's good.
You've been the band has been going a long time, yeah.
Well, we were in our 51st year, I think, or is it the 52nd? The band started in 67.
Yeah, yeah.
I joined in 69, so next year I'll get my 50 years. I'll get my gold watch.
Yeah, you took over from? Did you take from Ashley Hutchings? Was it?
That's right, yeah, Ashley was the original bass player. He went on to form Steel Ice Band.
Oh, did he?
And the first lineup of Steel Ice Band was with Gay and Terry Woods, who you'll be familiar with. Terry, who was in the Pogues. We've been going for 50 years, unsuccessfully chart-wise.
Yeah, but you do a lot of festivals too, do you? Am I right?
We do a lot of festivals. In fact, we have our own festival, the Cropredy Festival. It's called Fairport's Cropredy Convention, and it's held every second weekend in August. We've got the Waterboys coming over this year.
They're excellent.
Richard Thompson, who was a wonderful ex-member of ours, is probably one of the world's best guitarists.
He's one of the original guys, which is.
Yeah, Richard was there, but he left in 1971.
Well, he didn't last long.
he's made a fantastic solo career since, and his songs are covered by many, many people all over the world, you know.
What kind of numbers do you normally get at your gig?
Oh, it's our festival. We get about 15,000 to 20,000 people every year, and we have. It's not a folk festival as such. In fact, this year we've got Gogo Bordello, who are a kind of New York punk klezmer band, who are very good. Mm. And we've got Martin Barr playing 50 years of Jethro Tull. I used to be in Jethro Tull as well for 15 years.
Jethro Tull were marvellous.
Seth Lateman we have, Caravan and Frank Turner. We've had some amazing people at Cropredy, people you wouldn't expect at our kind of do, people like Alice Cooper.
Wow, heavy.
It was a fantastic show that Alice did, and he said it was the best audience reaction he'd had from any of his European dates.
He's not a guy who was used to bite the heads off snakes or things like that.
You're thinking of Ozzy Osbourne from Black Sabbath. He does in his show have a guillotine.
He's in that genre, as you might say. You know,
absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of shock horror goes on.
Yeah.
Well, but it's so yeah. well put together. People like from Alice Cooper to people like Petula Clark.
Who did her first ever.
Yeah, she did her first ever open air festival at the Cropperty 2 years ago. She was fabulous.
How old is Petula Clark? Must be getting on.
Well, she was 84 2 years ago, but she looks about 45.
And how was her voice, though?
Wonderful. She sang. She did like an hour and a half.
Wow. At 84?
And skipped about the stage. Wonderful backing band. Just still there. She's still got it. It was a real honour for us.
She must be taking the same stuff Tom Jones is taking. Because when you hear him, he's unreal, like at his age.
Oh, I know. The voice. Yeah, Tommy's, his voice is still incredible.
Yeah, so she must be on the same stuff, the same orange juice or whatever they take, I don't know.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I need to find something.
I need it too, good. Yeah. Listen, were you there involved when Sandy Denny was with the group?
I was, yeah. Sandy had left the band the month before I joined, came back 5 years later,
yeah.
and we made a couple of albums with Sandy. One album called Rising for the Moon,
right.
and I played on many of Sandy's solo albums. She's very, probably England's greatest girl singer of all time, in our opinion anyway. She's highly rated and respected. She used to win the Melody Maker poll for best female singer. She won it 2 years running. And our good friend Robert Plant, Sandy was the only girl singer who ever sang with Led Zeppelin on a track called The Battle of Evermore.
Wow. And did she write the Who Knows Where the Time Goes?
She did indeed, yeah. She wrote that when she was 18.
Wow. Would that be your biggest hit? Yeah, that's the one that I know you by. Like, that's the sound that I...
One of the most popular Fairport songs, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, another song that we do every night is Meet on the Ledge, which is a Richard Thompson song. It's become kind of an anthem. It's almost like a hymn, for people who have lost, departed friends and stuff. We always finish our festival with it.
That ledge would be L-E-D-G-E, ledge, like as in the ledge.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to write that down. I'm not the best of spellers, you know. I'm writing that down for the future so I can drag it out, and listen to
Absolutely.
It myself, you know.
Well, try and come along to see us.
Well,
we're on with Brendan and Declan, the four of us.
Well, I've seen Brendan and Declan in many places. I was at the launch of their first LP downtown in Grafton Street, and I brought my three girls. I took them out of school and brought them down because we thought they were going to be the next Beatles. We actually thought they didn't just quite make it. Now there's only two of them. There's four of us, but there's only two.
Yeah,
but they're excellent.
They supported us on our English tour. Yeah, it was great. They've got some lovely songs. So they're doing us a big favour because they're very well known in Ireland.
Very well known and very good. And you'll have trouble following them.
Well, we will. Yeah, I know. I'm hoping we'll go on first.
I set fire to the piano when you're leaving. Do you remember that gig?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Listen. It's Andreac on the 21st of the 5th, right, in May.
Yes.
And that's in Blanchardstown. It's in the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. And then the Marketplace Theatre, I'm not familiar with that. Where's that Marketplace Theatre? And then the Lyric Theatre in Belfast on the 26th.
Oh, right. These are all new to us.
Oh, are they? Okay.
It's going to be great, and we're going to Limerick, yeah, on the 22nd.
That's it. The Marketplace Theatre must be Limerick, yeah. Yeah.
That's great. And we're really pleased because we're starting off, we don't often get, we're not Celts because we're English, which is sadly, I've drunk enough Guinness and Jameson's to be an honorary Celt, I think, Frank. But
I never understand the differentiation there because...
Well, if you're Cornish, you're considered, if you're Scottish or Welsh or Cornish, it's okay. Or Breton, which is why I come to Brittany a lot to try and be an honorary Celt over here. But we're starting off in Scotland. We've got about five gigs up there. Then we're coming to Ireland, which is great for 5 gigs, and then we're going to Wales for 5 gigs. So
for God's sake, you'll be Celts before you get out of that lot.
Yeah. I hope so, yeah. You know.
Well, look, it was great talking, yeah, and I hope to see you in Blanchardstown. I'd like to go up. I like the venue, and it's so intimate. It's a great show, you know.
And, well, come early.
Yeah,
and
okay. I'll see you
up
there.
We'll have a pint of play, and that's your man.
Yeah, okay. I'll be there about an hour beforehand, you know. And I'm reading you have over 50 albums, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I've lost track of them. I know. I wasn't on the first three. Yeah. The ones that were successful. but no, we're in the studio in October.
Wow.
We do an album every couple of years, and we're lucky because we have a great writer in the band again now, Chris Leslie, who's also a wonderful multi-instrumentalist. So we've got our own music back. You know, we've never been a covers band, and we've always come up with new stuff every couple of years. So we've got this huge repertoire, really.
Could you tell me, here's a hard one for you, could you put a number on the amount of albums you sold? Have you an
album? Oh, we've sold. Well, we sold, when we were with Island Records, we made Lesion Leaf, that's the band's most successful album, and the Island Records album sold over 1 million, which doesn't sound a lot, but it, for the kind of genre,
yeah, because you're in an area, aren't you? Your audience is a unique tight group of people, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it's different from other bands. You know, we still like treading the boards a lot. I mean, touring is our main source of income, and we do this next tour, which starts at the beginning of May. We do 30 concerts. And we only have Mondays off. We have Mondays
That's
off
heavy
to do
going,
the laundry.
Yeah, heavy going.
And then we get in the van. The van's a bit like a travelling nursing home with people coughing and spluttering and aches and pains and stuff. But
I hope you have a defibrillator in that van, do you? Standard equipment,
well,
is it?
Well, we're of an age now. We're of a certain age, Frank, where we rent like a luxury touring van, and it's got two TVs in it, and like videos and all this stuff. But none of us can operate them.
It's too technical.
We have to wait till we get to a gig, and then find a young person to come in and switch it on and show us. You know. So.
I've always thought of you more as a folk group than a rock group.
Really. Yeah, well, folk, they call it folk rock or frock, as we say.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good.
And that all comes from Lesion Leaf, which the album that the band made in 1969, which was considered to be the first ever kind of folk rock album from the British Isles. And it's the one that sold the most. It's recognised all over the world. You know, the BBC Radio 2 voted it the best folk album of all time.
Go away.
And it's got some great, you know, it is a classic album.
Oh, I think I'll have to drag that one down on Spotify and listen to it. Yeah.
Lesion Leaf, yeah, Lesion have a Leaf. Listen.
Right, I will, of course, yeah. Your music reminds me of that, it's around the time of Easy Rider and stuff like that, is it? Is that around it?
Yeah, that kind of...
That
yeah,
kind of that feeling kind of about the music, yeah.
Yeah, it was... with Fairport's, there's so many albums and there's so many different kinds of music, you can't kind of put it in a box anymore. You can't pigeonhole
yeah,
it, but
we
were very influenced... When we had Dave Swarbrick, who was a wonderful violinist who sadly passed away about 4 years ago, Swarb was very respected in Ireland by people like the Dubliners and the Chieftains, and highly respected as a violinist. And we used to play lots of Irish tunes. In fact, the first time we played in Ireland in Dublin was in the stadium. Boxing ring.
Yes, at the stadium on the South Circular Road in Oatwell. Yes.
It was amazing. It was an amazing gig because the opening act was the Chieftains, and it was before they were professional.
They were opening for you.
They were opening for us, and we had a little PA system, you know, with four speakers and a Watkins 12-channel mixing desk.
Oh,
and the Chieftains set up on chairs, and they weren't amplified, and we said...
There wouldn't have to
be. We've got to mic you up. We're going to have to mic you up. And Paddy said, "Oh, we've never done that before. We've never done that." And we mic'd him up, and it sounded unbelievable. And then we had to follow them, you know.
Okay. I know. Listen, we're just running out of time. I'm going to have to go to promos. Well, look, I'll see you myself personally up at Andraic. I'll be there an hour before. I'll have a pint with you.
Nice one, Frank. We're really looking forward to it. Yeah. Come along.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on. I know it was a bit difficult trying to get a hold of you. But thanks very much for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Frank. See you soon.
Cheers. Mark is in. Mark Bradshaw. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mark.